I want to talk to you today about why you don't need to find a safe place. Why you don't even need to find a safe person. Now, those are wonderful things. There's a haunting phrase in scripture, Psalm 55, that I've lived with a lot for the last 5 years or so, where this psalmist is in a real dark place and in great danger. And he cries out, oh, that I had wings like a dove, that I could fly away. And I have spoken that line many, many times. I have felt that line very deeply. But there is something even better. Now, if you're in a place of great danger, certainly in a place of abuse, you may well need to lead it. We live in a world where we talk and think a lot about safe places and safe people, and maybe my boss isn't safe, or my workplace, or my... But there is something greater. And I want to get there together with you. I'm actually in Ireland right now. I'm here with my daughter, Laura. No, she's not going to be on this particular podcast. Don't whine about it. She's probably still in bed or something. So you're just going to have to tough this one out. But since I'm in Ireland, and I wanted to talk to you about what's better than a safe place, I thought I would do it by talking about the patron saint of Ireland, who is, of course, Patrick, Saint Patrick. He actually was a real person, didn't chase all the snakes out of Ireland. Lots of legends about him that are pretty questionable. But he himself actually lived. He was a contemporary of Augustine, although, of course, Saint Augustine never heard of him. So he lived around the year 400 AD. He was in Britain, so he was across the Irish Sea from where I am right now. In those days, it was in the declining years of the Roman Empire, and Britain was thought to be civilized enough for Rome to worth capturing. And so they had a long time earlier, and they brought the benefits and deficits of Roman civilization along with them. Ireland, though, Ireland was made up of indigenous peoples here, and then the Vikings had gotten here a long time ago. Scandinavians got everywhere. That's a whole other topic. And then the Celts came, but they were barbarian. Ireland was not worth Rome's time. The Irish were a very fierce people. Among other things, they were great sailors. They would often sail across the Irish Sea and then kidnap women or children and enslave them. And it was, as you might imagine, a horrific and barbaric experience. And it happened to this young man, Patrick. He grew up in a relatively civilized household. His father actually had been a priest, so more or less a Christian background. His dad was a tax collector for the Roman government. But he went, when he was a boy, when it was still dark out, a band of Irish kidnappers stole him away. And he had a horrific boyhood then, naked much of the time, starving much of the time. But the strangest thing happened to him when he was in an unsafe place. I'm reading now from Thomas Cahill's wonderful book, How the Irish Saved Civilization. Like many another, in impossible circumstances, Patrick began to pray. He had never paid attention before to the teachings of his religion. He tells us that he didn't believe in God, and he found priests foolish. But now there was no one to turn to but the God of his parents. One is reminded of the reports of contemporary hostages about how they make it through the dreary years of captivity. There is something better than finding a safe place. Oh, that I had wings like a dove and I could fly away. Patrick wrote, tending the flocks was my daily work, and I would pray constantly during the daylight hours. The love of God and the fear of him surrounded me more and more. Patrick gave a great gift. It's a gift that I'm going to give to you and me today. So hang on as we're walking through this, but he's describing it now. And faith grew and the spirit was roused, so that in one day I would say as many as 100 prayers, and after dark, nearly as many again. Even while I remained in the woods or on the mountain, I would wake and pray before daybreak through snow, frost, rain, nor was there any sluggish in me, such as I experience nowadays, because the spirit within me was ardent. Patrick endures 6 years of this horrendous isolation. He's given great courage, and eventually he runs away, and he makes his way across the sea back to his family. He is now a follower of Jesus. He decides to pursue an education and devote his life to service, and then a vision comes to him, someone from Ireland who says, come back and be with us. Come back and walk with us. And so he does. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, was not Irish. He was, Cahill says, in many ways, kind of the first missionary since the Apostle Paul. And not only did he proclaim the presence of Jesus to Ireland and start orders and start churches, but he's deeply concerned, for example, about people who suffer because of slavery. This is Cahill again. The greatness of Patrick is beyond dispute. The first human being in the history of the world to speak out unequivocally against slavery. Nor will any voice as strong as his be heard again until the 17th century. In his own time, only the Irish appreciated him for who he was. Beyond their borders, he was as little known as Augustine was in Ireland. Patrick himself probably never heard of Augustine, who died 2 years before Patrick set sail as bishop. If he did hear of him, he undoubtedly never read him. But then, Cahill goes on to write about the enormous impact that Patrick had. Within his lifetime, or soon after his death, the Irish slave trade came to a halt, and other forms of violence, such as murder and intertribal warfare, decreased. He established monasteries and convents, whose inmates, by their way of life, reminded the Irish that the virtues of lifelong faithfulness, courage, and generosity were actually obtainable by ordinary human beings. That the sword was not the only instrument for structuring a society. There is something greater than finding a safe place, and that something is finding God in an unsafe place. And that's what Patrick found, and that's what changed Ireland, changed his part of the world. That's the invitation for you and me today. Oh, that I had wings like a dove and I could fly away, but I can't, and neither can you. So whatever you're going, whatever is frightening, whatever might be scary, maybe it's with somebody that you love or with your family or something that's going on with your body or your finances or in your work, whatever it is, you and I are invited into the same discovery that Patrick made, that there is one who meets us in every place and makes it safer than it otherwise would be. You may notice, again, I'm in Ireland, the sun was shining a minute ago, and now it's starting to rain. I'm going to get through this. I don't care how much it rains, because it's not about where I am. It's about who I'm with. And Patrick ended up being associated with the prayer. He may have written it. We don't know for sure. Cahill says certainly he was the inspiration for it. It's notice St. Patrick's breastplate. And I want to read the whole thing to you as you face this day. It'll take a few minutes, but receive it. Let the words go in way, way, way deep. This is better than finding a safe place. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the oneness, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth with his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion with his burial, through the strength of his resurrection with his ascension, through the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom. I arise today through the strength of the love of the angels, in the hope of the resurrection to meet with reward, in the prayers of patriarchs, in the prediction of prophets, in the preaching of apostles, in the faith of confessors, in the innocence of holy virgins, in the deeds of righteous men. I arise today in the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning could come at any moment, depth of sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today, now this can be you, through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me, from snares of devils, from temptations of vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill, afar and anear, alone and in multitude. I summon today all these powers between me and those evils, against every cruel, merciless power that may oppose my body and soul, against incantations of false prophets, against false laws, against craft of idolatry, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul, Christ to shield me today, against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding. Those were real parts of his world. So that there may come to me abundance of reward, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the oneness, through confession of the threeness, of the Creator of creation. This is your day. Go shine.
Hey, I'm Tim. Thanks for tuning in here at Become New. Just one thing, if you want to receive these videos every weekday when we drop them, be sure to subscribe to this YouTube channel so you don't miss those. You might also want to subscribe for our emails, which contain information about every episode. Or if you're not into email, you could subscribe for the text reminder that we send out each weekday. I know there's so many different ways that you can stay in the loop. Hey, in accordance with the teaching today, I hope that you are enveloped by the presence of Christ. Don't forget that you are the salt of the earth. You, right there watching this video, you're the light of the world. And if you're not the salt or the light in your world, wherever you are, who else is going to be? You've been sent by God to do that, to represent Him, to be His ambassador, to shine for Him. And so may you just receive that Celtic blessing that John read. And let Christ be all around you, before and behind you. We love you guys. We'll see you next time.